Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Let Kamala speak. If I had a few million dollars I wanted to burn, I would have her on a tour all across Pennsylvania. We want Kamala Harris out there. Did you see the elephants? By the way, I saw this on the show. Is it today? Is it today or was it tomorrow, Dan? Do you know that Nick Cale has Kamala Harris on? Or the Kamala Harris person? You know what I mean? The person that plays Kamala Harris? I hope it's tomorrow. I think it's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow.
I think 9:30. I know he has the Trump guy on, Sean. But Kamala Harris at 9:30 tomorrow on the Nick Cale show. Well, facsimile of that. And our own Jim Kelly is standing by. Jim, you're standing by because Henry has landed a big one. We have the AFL-CIO guy coming on at 9:40, at 12:45. You don't want to miss this. He's the host of Bernie Sanders on May Day. Bernie, what are you going to talk about today? Yep. Okay. All right. I thought he was, that doesn't matter. We'll move on. I'll come back to him. So Kamala Harris speaks last night. We'll play you that. The meeting yesterday, Pam Bondi was particularly on point about the difference of having President Trump versus the idea of somehow or another having Kamala Harris in there. Now, Bill O'Reilly is going to be on, and O'Reilly will be with us to talk about last night's News Nation, which was entertaining. Extremely, with Carvel, with O'Reilly. They put somebody between O'Reilly and Carvel. Stephen A. Smith. And Stephen A. Smith was great with Trump. And Trump was pretty funny, entertaining. We'll play you a little bit of that. That was good stuff last night. But with Bernie Sanders here today, Slotkin, the new, she's a progressive, but she's trying to hide it from Michigan, the new senator, said she would do the one thing she wants to see at these rallies, be it Bernie, AOC, who's not coming, are American flags. So, you know, I got a lot of balls in the air today. It's 4 o'clock over at City Hall, though, but I have a couple people, and I will be trying to eyeball for you how many American flags will be there today, unless, you know, some of the organizers say, oh, we can't have this. We can't just have all these flags of foreign countries. It's a big illegal pride festival with Bernie today. We got to try to put some American flags in there. It's not me saying it. It's Slotkin. The other thing I always look for at rallies of the left, you know what that is? Trash. How much trash will be left there? We'll have to have full YouTube coverage of that tomorrow. But Bernie's just popped in studio. He's a bit early here today. So, Bernie, what are you going to be talking about today?
I am going to be talking about a few things. I tell you, I had to run here very quickly. There's no parking anywhere in Center City. But just wait till 4 o'clock when I come on. Parking is going to be backed up for miles away. I am going to be talking about how great Philadelphia is. I am going to have my good friend, Larry Krasner. He's going to join me. And you know what, Dom? To be honest with you, you know, as you know, I honeymooned in Russia. I would rather honeymoon in Russia than in Philadelphia. It's just totally unsafe here.
Well, thank you. It was the Soviet Union then, too, even worse.
It was the Soviet Union.
It was the Soviet Union.
Now, I own four houses, as you know. And I always complain about how people are just spending too much money, or I always had to go after the rich, you know, and I say this from the balcony of one of my four houses, but I do love the Dom Giordano show. Get the name right, D-O-M, and I will see you. Are you coming to City Hall at 4
o'clock
today?
Oh, yes, I'm going to be right there, Bernie. I'm sure Rich Cioli will have that tuned in, too.
Are you going to be coming to City Hall right now with your little recorder? Remember,
yes.
I remember seeing you at the Sarah Palin rally one time, and all I could see is a big microphone that said 1210 WPHD on the front of it. Oh, my God, what is that? Is that a rat? Is that a rat out there?
All right, Bernie, I'll let you go get those rats. Thank you, Bernie, for stopping in. All right, so, Bernie Sanders in town, and Henry's landed the guy that I really want to talk with. And if you understand at least my vision of how this works, we want to hear, why would you bring Bernie Sanders here on May 1st, AFL-CIO? It's not the SEIU. I mean, they're just socialist at best, communist at worst. I wonder if the building trades guys will be out there clapping for Bernie today, forced to do it. Will they be yelling USA, USA with him as he runs it down? How about people that are Jewish? Will they be there? Well, Bernie's Jewish. What do you mean? As he runs down Israel? As he attacks arming Israel? All right, we'll get to all that in the jam-packed first hour here. Here is, though, a guy who, this is 25, Henry. Let's go to Stephen Miller first. I've had Stephen Miller on several times. He's the president's most articulate guy out of anybody out there. It's Stephen Miller. Here's what he said this morning. Okay. Here's what he said this morning about President Trump and what this election has made possible here. All right. Should we go to the other cuts then? That's okay. Let's go to Pam Bondi first. Here's Pam Bondi yesterday at the cabinet meeting. And the sheer enormity of fentanyl and the difference it makes turning DEA loose on this versus what was happening during Biden cut 7.
Pam?
President, your first 100 days has far exceeded that of any other presidency in this country, ever. Ever. Never seen anything like it. Thank you. Your directive to me was very simple. Make America safe. And despite that, we've still been defending over 200 civil lawsuits filed against you. On top of everything else, I think I'm representing every one of you in this room. I know you will not be arrested by the U.S. Marshals. Over 200 lawsuits, over 50 injunctions, and now we've got multiple cases in front of the Supreme Court, and we will succeed, and we are doing great in front of the Supreme Court, President, and we'll continue on with that. I was at DEA yesterday, and they said to me, you, Donald Trump, have taken the handcuffs off of DEA agents. And as a result of, since you have been in office, President Trump, your DOJ agencies have seized more than 22 million fentanyl pills, 3,400 kilos of fentanyl, since you've been your last 100 days, which saved, are you ready for this, media, 258 million lives. Kids are dying every day because they're taking this junk laced with something else. They don't know what they're taking. They think they're buying a Tylenol or an Adderall and a Xanax. And it's laced with fentanyl and they're dropping dead. And no longer because of you, what you've done.
So that is quite a number there. Now, the number of the people saved, the media going nuts. Oh, my God. That means if fentanyl comes in contact with you, police will tell you this and all, not even ingest it, you could die. And just small amounts of it out there could kill a lot of people. That's what Bondi's talking about here. All right, a little YouTube alert, though. The number of cackles, I stopped counting at around 50 with former Vice President, well, Vice President Harris. She gets that to the end. I'm consistent with that. Here is Vice President Harris returning to San Francisco yesterday. And in the middle of all this, she starts talking about the elephants at the zoo in San Diego during the earthquake.
In fact, please allow me, friends, to digress for a moment. Okay. It's kind of dark in here, but I'm asked for a show of hands. Who saw that video from a couple of weeks ago? The one of the elephants at the San Diego Zoo during the earthquake? Google it if you've not seen it. So that scene has been on my mind. Everybody's asking me what you've been thinking about these days. Well,
the laugh is just riveting. I mean, I might want to change the side question to do all-time laughs again, good or bad, because we like to have some of them cataloged, I think, to do that. But it is one of the worst. You forget how close it looked on paper early on. She was to becoming president. All right, now here's Stephen Miller articulating yesterday, or was it this morning, the domestic policy guy, the guy that I saw in Washington. It was a thin, bald guy who looked impressive in a suit. That was Stephen Miller.
No other thin, bald guys in Washington.
Right there in front of the White House. And it looked like the type of suit he would wear, that he usually wears. I could tell his ties. Dan... I don't want you going over there trying to interview a guy so he can pretend to be Stephen Miller. It's a better story. Here's Miller talking about the effect of President Trump on schools.
Children will be taught to love America. Children will be taught to be patriots. Children will be taught civic values for schools that want federal taxpayer funding. So as we close the Department of Education and we provide funding to states, we are going to make sure that these funds are not being used to promote communist ideology. For any nation to be successful, it cannot teach its children to hate themselves and to hate their country. So these are a few of the areas in which President Trump has fought the cancerous, communist, woke culture that was destroying this country, where we were led to believe that men were women, that women were men, that racial discrimination was good, that merit was bad, and that safety and physical security matter less than the feelings of liberal ideologues. The children will be...
All right, so there's Stephen Miller talking about that effect. There is a breaking story with Harvard. They're in trouble with their own student newspaper because they did comply and give information to Department of Homeland Security about international students and issues. All right, Bill O'Reilly is next up. News Nation last night was very entertaining. We'll break that down with him, ask him a couple of other things, take your calls, give you the side question on Talk Radio 1210.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's get right to the guy. How interesting, entertaining last night. Hope you saw News Nation with Bill O'Reilly, James Carville, Cuomo, and Stephen A. Smith and President Trump. Let's go to Bill O'Reilly on Talk Radio 1210. Bill, were you happy last night? It delivered. 2 hours is a long time, though.
Yeah, it was, I think, pretty interesting television. Everybody picked it up all over the world, so that's how you really know whether what you were doing was successful or not. On the ABC interview Tuesday night, nobody picked it up. It was, you know, a fiasco. But we got 25 minutes with the president, and not easy to do. He's a busy guy. I thought he answered the questions. He wandered a little, but you know me. I kind of guided him back. And
Good luck. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you know what he's going to do, but you got to be a little firm. But he knows me for a long time. He knows that I'm not going to let that go on. And then the analysis after the president left the building was spirited. I think that's the right word, right?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Well, I thought that Stephen A. Smith looked pretty good. And somebody somebody asked Trump, I don't know if it was you or Trump brought it up, President Trump, he'd like to say Stephen A. Smith as a candidate. Yeah, what would be wrong with that?
Yeah, I mean, I asked him, I was giving Smith jazz. I said, he's going to run for president. What do you think? And then, of course, Trump went into his politician mode and said, sure, you know. But it was a light moment, and it was needed after the hellacious tariff discussions.
Now, Bill, it was an attempt to, at least you said to me the other day, and I think you said in various places, a more personal Trump. And even though he's transparent on the policies at all, have you ever talked with him, I'm talking about an interview, where he got personal on anything?
Yeah, I mean, he'll tell you in a roundabout way what he's feeling. But you have to almost read through the Trump code. Let me give you an example. So I asked him, look, when these horrendous polls come in, do you feel bad? Do you, how do you process it? And right away he goes into defensive mode. Well, they're fake.
Mm-hmm.
But if it didn't bother him, he wouldn't lash so much. So you know it does bother him. That's what you have to read into a Trump interview. He's never going to say, oh, yeah, I couldn't sleep that night. He's never going to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
But he reveals himself in the way he frames it. So let me give you another example, and this is a very important example. Trump knows that if the tariffs don't work by, I would say, the end of this year, maybe even sooner, that the damage to his presidency is going to be irreversible. He's putting up a big bravado that it's going to work and we got $80 trillion coming or whatever he's saying, you know. But he knows that this is a dice roll. And he said that in the sense that he goes, I didn't have to do this. I didn't have to do this. Nobody else did it. Nobody else would do it. That was the code of, this could go south.
Here's the thing, Bill, you know this better than I. I have theories, but you're right up close. Why in the world do it all at once, though? In other words, it's a right idea. People that are on board. I had Kudlow on yesterday, who's a big Trump fan. But even he said, well, if I were there with him at that point, I would have said, do some small things here. Start with the friendly nations. Get some equity out of them. Move on to the EU. They're more hostile on certain things. And then go after China. Why abruptly and all out on this?
Well, I explained that on Friday night, News Nation, 8 p.m. They run a special of me analyzing, just me, analyzing Donald Trump's first 100 days. Leland Vittard is the correspondent who is asking me. And I don't want to give away too much because it's a very entertaining hour. If you think a town hall is entertaining, this will give you an unbelievable window into how Donald Trump thinks. But he's been very successful over the years using shock and awe. And the technique is to throw in so many grenades to create so much smoke with the people that you have to negotiate with that they just want it to stop.
Right.
And they're going to give you what you want to stop the chaos. And it's worked for him a lot. So that was the calculation. Like, slow and steady, okay, but I'd rather shock everybody, get what I want. And he did it successfully on the southern border. It absolutely worked. And he thought he could pull it off on the trade front, but it's been harder, obviously.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think it's a different thing. The border, the biggest accomplishment, has to be proud of that. RFK Jr., too, and you seem to have a pretty good relationship with him. How did he come across last night? What is it, the legacy that would be effective for him? I think just staying in the food lane. I've interviewed a lot of people around that that really helped Trump, Bill. When he does that, it is incredibly effective.
Well, I did not think that that was a good nomination, RFK Jr.
Okay.
And I said it very clearly that I never would have put him in that position because he gets distracted by conspiracy nonsense. And he says things that he doesn't think out, a lot like his boss. But last night on News Nation, I complimented him because they tried to set him up in a trap by saying, well, how can you be an effective Secretary of Health and Human Services when you're laying off so many people? You know, that's a trap question.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, well, because there's so much redundancy in the department, so much waste, so much people doing the same thing, nobody knows what anybody's doing, that I reorganized. It's not gonna have any effect. In fact, it'll be better. That was an excellent answer, and I said it was.
And it was it was detailed. He talked about how many communications departments and how many of this department.
He had with command of the facts.
Yeah.
And the fact that he is trying to lessen a growing problem, health problem in the country on a number of fronts, diabetes, the biggest one, and autism is of great concern, is a noble goal. And he seems to be very, very adamant that he's going to fix it. So he came off very well last night, I thought.
Bill, I have the AFL-CIO coming on, and I wanted your appraisal. Some unions here in Philadelphia, building trades, I think, are sort of moderate Democrats or apolitical, SEIU, radical socialists, even Marxists. But the AFL-CIO, we have their director, Bernie Sanders, is in town today for one of those big rallies. It's a big deal. What's your assessments of the labor unions? Because I'm going to ask the guy, President Trump did extremely well. I think, really, if we could actually see the vote, I think these guys are voting for Trump overwhelmingly almost in a lot of these unions.
Certainly that happened in Michigan, and to this day, the United Auto Workers Union supports Trump because they know that they're going to make more money, a lot more money, if American cars are allowed into giant markets like Japan and India. Forget about China. Chinese never buy American cars, so that's just not even realistic. But I don't know too much about the inner workings of the AFL-CIO. Are they going? Are they sponsoring the Bernie Sanders rally? Are they involved with that?
They're the sponsors. They're the ones bringing him to Philadelphia.
Okay, well, so they're communists then. They're communists.
I could say
Laugh. Bernie Sanders is a communist. That's what he is. He would absolutely seize private property to fund his vision of giving Americans health care, paying for everything, cradle to grave entitlements. He would absolutely seize private property in order to do that.
I will.
And I don't know whether the ACLU management is smart enough to understand it, but if you investigate Bernie Sanders from the get-go, you will see that he is ultra-sympathetic to communism. And why does an American union want to be tied in with that? That would be my opening question.
That is my question. But I got the backing of saying, well, Bill O'Reilly was here, too. So I'll do that. Bill,
good.
Yeah. What's next on the horizon for you? Friday night, you said 8 o'clock with Leland Vitter, who is a very good correspondent. What else are you up to?
Well, I've got a update confronting the presidents with new chapters on Trump and Biden, because the paperback will be out later this year. We wrapped Confronting Evil, and we'll have galleys. You should be able to see it in June. So we're, just putting a bow on that. And I'd like to take a little time off because I'm working like a Sherpa, and I'm going, wait. In my age bracket, I'm the only one do it. Trump's the guy who works harder than I do, and he's 3 years older than me. But I'd like this summer, I want to take a little time off.
All right.
And the final thing is, I'm on the schedule to go to China.
Oh, that's right. You made it.
Yeah, they invited me to do an event with the Chinese government at the Beijing Club.
And when
to discuss my book, The United States of Trump, which apparently is the hot book among the communists in China, because they want to know all about Trump.
Here's a tip. When you're in Asia, don't make a detour to Malaysia, though. That might be problematic.
We're trying to get the ambassador Malaysia to do a riot. So we're trying to get one of our government officials, after they've, pillared me, called me a colonialist, for saying, hey, I'm sorry, Malaysia, but you're not going to replace the American marketplace with the Chinese goods. Yeah, none of your people have any money. The average the average take home is $5,000 in Malaysia. Okay? So they're not going to be buying a lot of hats that say I'm with stupid. They're not going to be doing that.
So, Bill,
they got mad at me for pointing that out.
We know. When's the China thing?
At the end of May.
Ah, okay. We got to get you on. This has to be a special. This has to be worldwide.
Yeah, if it comes off, and I don't know if it'll come off, because if things get worse, then I've got to follow the State Department's guides. They've already told me I can't take a laptop, I can't take my cell phone, my room is going to be bugged. We all know that. In a totalitarian state, that's what happens. But if I can pull this off, that'll be a fascinating experience.
Without a doubt. Bill, have a great weekend. Get some rest. We'll see you Friday night on News Nation at 8 p.m.
Thanks, Dom. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. All right. Bill O'Reilly in China, Henry. That should be pretty good. All right. So in O'Reilly's estimation, Bernie sees his private property. I don't think the AFL-CIO thinks that. And look, we bring the guy on. I want to give him a full chance to enunciate whatever he wants to enunciate. That's the way it works. It's not he says one syllable and you jump down his throat. I'm going to hear, why would you bring Bernie Sanders here on May Day? The SEIU would. The building trades would not, I don't think. But I think that the AFL-CIO is surprising to me. He's marquee, if you will, in a sense, on the Democrat side. Maybe they thought AOC was coming, too. All right. 855-839-1210. I find her to be kind of interesting. All right. I think she could be the nominee, too. We'll get into that some other point. All right. Let me give you the side question. Henry's assistance. Today is May Day. Bernie coming here on May Day. I associate that with Putin and the parades through Kremlin Circle there. But also, it's associated with a meme with Justin Timberlake because of a song. There you go.
It's gonna be May.
All right, that sounds like it's going to be May, no?
No, it does. But you know what? He's saying it's going to be me from the NSYNC song, It's Gonna Be Me.
Okay. So today's proposition is what? As broad as we can, are we looking for?
Mispronounced words or phrases. So let me give you a few to get the ball rolling here. A phrase that people say wrong all the time is, say you're talking with somebody and they've had enough of what you're saying. They go, you know what? I could care less. And it's like, if you could care less, you would. No, it's I couldn't care less.
That's an all-timer. But it could be they're mistaking a word in a song.
Yes.
It's unclear. They want it to be something else.
It could be something like that. Something as, you know, going to a coffee shop and be like, excuse me, sir, can I have an espresso? It's like, no, you can't have an espresso. You can have an espresso.
Oh, my God. That would go well. Oh, I thought Dan was the master of pet peeves.
I wish
you could see Henry's face on these mispronunciations, misunderstandings. Well, nothing's worthy of Dan when he's driving in the pet peeves thing. Oh my God. I haven't gotten his take yet. Philadelphia is going to have more roundabouts. You know,
really?
The circles. 29 of them, I think, or something in the near future.
We're becoming Europe now?
I don't understand why you would do. Oh, it's safer and everything. My advice on the roundabout is never stop moving. Don't care about right away. Just keep moving, but drive slowly. And that's how you deal with it. You can't drive fast, and you can't stop and be looking all around.
Yeah.
Keep going, but slow. And
right.
It's easy.
It is. I know. Yeah. It totally is.
Yeah. I think we still have a couple circles in Jersey, but roundabouts in Philadelphia. All right. You got any others?
Yeah. I got a personal one, too, because I want to expand it to more personal things, like if someone in your family or a friend said something wrong, you never let them hear the end of it. One in particular with my brother. All growing up, when fall baseball would come around, you get to the championship rounds, he didn't call it the World Series. No, until he was about like 11 or so, he called it the World Serious. And he'd always be like, why so serious, man? And he'd be like, what do you mean? He didn't even hear himself saying it. The World Serious.
Oh, man, this is a show. This is a side question for the pet peeves on these. Some of them could be completely irrational like that. I thought that sounds like May to me.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Definitely.
And that's why people make the meme every May 1st. Guess what's
with
coming.
Timberlake. I think of Bernie, and I think of the Russians putting missiles coming down Broad Street. All right. So hit us with that. Get in early. Take the good ones. You do that at 855-839-1210. The head of the AFL-CIO in Philadelphia, the host of Bernie Sanders. We just don't talk about it. He's coming on to talk about that and what he wants to hear from Sanders. Why Sanders? With a union like this. I mean, it's a marquee. It is May Day. And there's a lot of illegal immigration apparently mixed into this as far as that's who it's for today. If you're a union member, do you go along with this stuff? And if you're Jewish post-October 7th and care about Israel and what's going on there, Bernie Sanders in Philadelphia wants to defund, essentially, defense for Israel. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that I need you to do is just push #1210, and you're on board here with Dom and Henry and Dan when he comes from the parking nightmares of downtown Philadelphia. That's all coming up on Talk Radio.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host.
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
1210. All right, Dom time. A little programming note. The AFL-CIO president has been delayed a bit. We hope to get him on a little bit later in the show. They're the people welcoming Bernie Sanders to town today. You know, and I ask this question all the time. And I ask you if you're on that side, wanting to go after the rich. You know, what's the metric? In other words, the Kennedys, you'll hear them on that side. How much money are you allowed to have, I think, is an interesting question, before you lose your ability to shut up and start lecturing about inequality and all that stuff. Where does it end? Sanders has three houses. I've been looking at them, getting ready for this, and their value is somewhere closer to $3 million than $2 million. One is only like a quarter a mile from the Capitol at $700,000 in Washington. When do you lose the ability? Does anybody ever ask that of people that are pitching this? Well, they're only millionaires, they're not billionaires. I just want to know, what is the metric? Maybe you can answer that for me. What's the metric that you're okay, you can lecture about this and about greed and about everything else? Now, are there excessive people? Are there excessive things? Should we look at everything? Yes. But we go through this all the time. And particularly when the so-called elites are more on the Democrat side as far as wealth or position or whatever. Classic case, and I wish I had saved the tape. Maybe it's somewhere in my files. When Shaka Batah was a congressman, right? Powerful congressman. Remember the trouble he got into and had to go to jail? The money? But he was appropriations. He had a lot of juice here in Philadelphia. His wife, Renee, at the time, was a big-time news anchor. I bet making $500,000 or more a year in town. So he's on with me, and I give him credit. He used to come on. And we're talking about the University of Michigan Law School and affirmative action. And he actually said, we started talking about kids. Now, his kid had a lot of trouble, too, ultimately, the money thing. He was arguing that DJ and Luke, the AFL-CIO president, Danny Bowder, will be here.
At two.
At two. That's perfect. Okay. He was arguing, Shaka was, that he and Renee had a tougher time making it their kids in position than DJ and Luke would. Wait a minute. I was just a bloviating talk show host then. I was on rather late then. Roe was a pre-K teacher. And yet those two, he was arguing, didn't have as much insights, as much clout, schools, and everything else. Oh, really? In fact, that's how his son, was a good, nice guy. I've had him on several times, remember, before he went away, was able to get access to all that money because they had access. This is the mentality here. Democrats are allowed to scream. They're allowed to take private jets because they're doing it for the cause. Al Gore, any number of them. Ladies on The View. By the way, the Ladies on The View have announced they will be having Joe and Dr. Jill Biden Thursday. Next Thursday is the first post-presidency. Now, you know, if I had the opportunity, but I try to be as calm as I could with Dr. Jill Biden. Jill Biden has always been a gas bag and not that bright and just somehow or another lucked out to be. I don't say that about every Democrat. But how did his wife allow this to go on? She did it because she wanted to be first lady. She liked being first lady, and that's what they were going to do. Will The View even come anywhere near that? My God. I would say that Whoopi Goldberg is smarter than Joe Biden. Joy Behar, not as smart as Joe Biden. Sonny Hostin on paper, but she's so into thinking she's a genius, she's not either. The newsreader, Sarah Hines, not as smart as Joe Biden. So it's going to be quite a battle of wits. What would you ask Joe and Dr. Jill Biden? She's more the culprit. I mean, not only didn't she jump into the ring, she pushed other people out of the ring so they can continue forward. So I'm sure they'll just dwell on Trump and the whole thing and all. I don't think they probably have an agreement. They're not going to ask about the cognitive issues.
What's the over under on how many questions they ask Joe and then Jill swoops in and answers it for him?
By the way, on that front, Bill Belichick has come out swinging for the girlfriend to say that CBS set them up. They didn't set anything up. We saw her jump into the ring. And some guy who played for him, this dope, former football player, I forget which guy, it wasn't Teddy Bruschi, I'm not sure which guy, says that North Carolina ought to remove Bill Belichick because of all this from being head coach. What? I mean, it's stunning to me, just stunning to see it continue to play out. I'm on Inside Story tomorrow. We'll be taped tomorrow for Channel 6, and there is some things on there on the Eagles and what happened at the White House. So 11:30 on Sunday, I'm ready. Ooh. I've studied this more than almost anything I can. All right, Dan is back, and he doesn't look to be that peeved, which is shocking. Oh, he is. He's decompressing from running a block, it looks like to me.
I'm about to unload.
Yeah, did you find a parking spot?
If my true thoughts go over air right now, Dom, I
would. Oh, no, but did you find one or no?
No, okay. Just leave me off right now.
Okay, all right.
Like the fact that we don't have parking here at this giant corporation is absolutely ludicrous.
Okay. But the idea that Dan is the master of the peeve, I think Henry on the verbal peeve might be able to match this.
I'm a stickler.
Yeah, well, let's go to Joe in Columbus to start off now. I don't know that this will be a winner for me. I think it's kind of, what Joe has is right, but it's kind of a local color, I would say.
That's what I, but yeah. I he had two, and I told him to go with this one because it's a regional kind of
dialect. Yeah, Joe, what do you have today?
Well, I thought this was more directed in my neighborhood, but Henry corrected me. He says it expends to your outside.
Oh, yeah.
Central Jersey area, but it's Acme instead of Acme.
Yeah, the Acme. Yeah,
it's my mother would even say that, just like Henry's parents. You know, I got to go to the Acme today.
I think it's because it's easy. Most of these, Joe, my theory is they're easier to say. Like the classic, Dom, you have to open your mouth. Don, you can not even move your lips.
Yeah, but Dom, when is three syllables easier than two syllables?
It's more of the mouth manipulation. I hear what you're saying, but I mean, you don't have to put anything into it to say it. With Acme, Acme, you have to pull in a little bit to stop yourself. That's one that's a regionalism, though. Thank you, Joe. Yeah, that's a good one. All right, so we're looking for something, though. Think of the Timberlake example we gave. We're looking along those lines. All right, we'll talk at 2 o'clock now with the head of the AFL-CIO as they get ready. And downtown Philadelphia is unbelievable. As far as Philadelphia, I'm told by two cop sources, are shutting down their offices well before 4 o'clock. Oh, what the heck? They can do less damage that way. Shut them all down. And I think they're thinking everybody has to go to the Bernie rally. Illegal immigrant groups are massing around this. I don't know if ICE will be or not, but we got the guy who invited Bernie here on the oligarchy tour. It should be the news of the day. That's what we try to do every day. He'll be here at 2 o'clock, Dom's Money Melody. 1:30, we're going to get you an update from the head Republican in Harrisburg on the issue of the real ID. My message is, please tell everybody, don't get it now. You don't have to get it unless it's imminent. Let's make the lines go away a little bit for people that really have to do it. Don't go there. Don't clog them up. Just get a passport if you have to, and you're going to be fine. Give up on it. And in New Jersey, they've taken that advice. Only 17% of people in New Jersey have the real ID at this point. 855-839-1210. That'll get you on board. Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in. Henry will signal me when you can go to YouTube on this, but is it any reason President Trump is winning? This guy, this new congressman, Sherif Thendiar, you may have seen this weird-looking guy. He's the guy bringing impeachment charges against Trump. We'll have up on YouTube, and it's really gone viral. A look at dogs being rescued from an abandoned New Jersey testing lab owned by this guy. These were dogs, some of whom were never allowed out, testing on animals again. And this is the guy stepping up that Democrats are rallying around to bring impeachment charges against President Trump. My point being, again, this is a 99.999 to nothing run. Trump is killing them on what? 80-20 issues, 90-10 issues constantly, and they won't give it up. The video is just the joy of these people rescuing these animals. This guy I would go after every single day in the House. I would have nothing to do with him. Not because of his ideology and that he's going to make his mark by impeaching Trump, which will help Trump. Who in the world abandons dogs in this New Jersey testing lab that he owns? All right? As soon as we have that, I'll tell you on YouTube. You can take a look. The joy in the face of people rescuing these dogs, seeing these dogs. And we all know, you can do a lot of things in America, as progressives do. You better not fool around with dogs. You just better not. So we'll see as this continues with the impeachment. And more on Hank Johnson, who's entertaining, seems to believe that Hispanics only spend their time at Home Depots. We'll play you his latest stylings. The guy who thought Guam would drop into the Pacific Ocean if we put more military there. He's got a new one. Wow. All right, let's go to Lori and Ringo. So always good to hear from Lori. Hey, Lori, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. Thanks. You were asking for questions
for
the Bidens.
Yeah.
So on The View, my question would be to Jill Biden, and it would be a medical question. And I would say, Dr. Jill, what would you do if confronted with someone who had lost consciousness, was still breathing, but had a fluttering pulse? Just to stick it in her face that she is not a doctor.
And
my daughter, who called your show, she recited 50 digits of pi by memory when she was in elementary school on your show.
Yes.
Is now a first-year medical student.
Oh,
I will call
tremendous.
Her a doctor. I'll call her a doctor in 3 years.
Lori,
anybody who's a PhD and who defended her thesis at a community college, it was some thesis about community college, and she wrote one paper and you become a PhD. I don't respect her.
No, not at all. And she has an unpleasing accent. Maybe she can't help that. Not only that, though, do they, even the ladies on The View, don't they have to throw a softball spin on the cognitive thing? Maybe they're going to have him do an IQ test there or something. I mean, come on. You can't
avoid
it.
I think she bothers me now more than him because I don't leave him off the hook. He's a crook. He's part of the Biden crime family. He was never anything but a crummy, crooked politician. But she still has her marbles, and she did more to hurt this country than a lot of people that were in Congress in the past 4 years.
She had the best view of it, and letting your husband go out there so you can ride the gravy train. Without a doubt, Lori, you got to be proud, too. Are you going to be a person, I'll have to admit, if I had a daughter or son in medical school, hey, Luke, this itch is over here. What do you think it is? I mean, I've got to be doing that. Come on, right?
My brother's already doing that with her. She's like, Mom, I don't know what to tell him. I'm still learning my medical foundation, you know? He's calling up for advice.
Take two aspirin and listen to the Dom Giordano show. Lori, do you have that pet peeve along the lines of Henry, who's taking over Dan's role as pet peevist here?
I don't know. I guess my pet, I'm not sure. It has something to do with toes. I have a hang up about toes and nail polish or not nail polish and whether that's required when you go out in public now. It never used to be, but I think it is now.
Wait a
I feel
minute.
A lot of
do women
pressure.
Have to have nail polish on when they go out in public?
I think we do. I never wore nail polish on my toes, but like the past several years, I feel like obligated. You know, come this season now, I'm either wearing closed-toed shoes or I gotta polish. And I do it myself. I'm too cheap to go get a pedi.
Well, of course. I think you should do that. That's a great one, Lori. Thank you. Yeah. Lori, the daughter in medical school. Now, wow, when we started with Lori, she was in the lunchroom. They were in third or fourth grade or something. All-time caller, really. All right. Henry now picture this guy, Chari Thandar. He's the new congressman on the block on the Democrat side. What does he want to do? His first actions? He wants to impeach Trump. YouTube.com/1210WPHT. Here's the reaction that with the dogs who had gone through hell, some of them had never been out. Can you imagine? We're testing on him. I'd love to ask this guy, tell us what you were testing. What was so vital at his abandoned facility? He's a congressman. Here's the footage of that.
Today, we rescued 120 beagles from a lab in New Jersey that had gone out of business. And some friends of ours at an animal rights organization in New York City went and freed them and said, we need to do something with these animals.
It was just really amazing how things worked out. Just the other day, we're like, oh, wait a second. It's 4th of July. They're gaining freedom over Independence Day weekend.
Hi, puppy one.
As they come off transport, we're hoping to deworm each dog.
Oh, she clenches her mouth really tight. Let's do this one.
Trim their nails. And microchip each of them so they have a permanent identification before going into their outdoor runs.
All right, so Congressman, maybe put down the articles of impeachment, you creep. Why beagles? Henry, do you know why?
I have no idea, no.
They're the most placid.
Oh,
so
really?
They torture the beagles. And Fauci, one of the biggest torturers of all, and he still believes in it, haven't we come far away that unless absolutely, I know there's some things, I'd like to see the argument. You got to be absolutely certain. This is the only way we're going to protect human beings to be testing on beagles for this. Not with Fauci. He's testing them all over the place. More needs to be said as this little creep moves forward with his impeachment charges. All right, big 1 o'clock hour. Here's how you get in. 855-839-1210. Mike Waltz out as National Security Advisor. I don't like that, and I'll tell you why. I'm not going to bypass it. That's coming up next on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.